We love movies with Gordon Hayden.
Spin 1038.
Hello?
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You making popcorn?
Uh-huh.
I only eat popcorn at the movies.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Roy Cashin is here. We're going to take a look at a poll we have on spin103.com/scary because we want to find out Ireland's scariest movie. Last year, Rory, believe it or not, it was Scream.
Yep.
Which I know you knew that already.
Yep. It?
But we want to find a new one. Now, the thing is, out of our list, Scream still is there, so it could be 2 years in a row.
Okay.
So let's see, can we kind of shake things up? So we're going to go through some of the films that are in the list.
Okay.
And we're going to hear what Uncle Rory thinks of them. Friday
Uncle
the 13th.
Uncle Rory?
Yeah, Uncle Rory.
Everyone
loves Uncle Film Rory.
That makes me sound way older. Uncle Rory's puts me in my mid-60s, easy. Ah, good old Uncle Rory.
Those Worthing's originals as well.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th.
I assume it's the original one and not the terrible remake.
No.
Or the soon-to-be remade again. I think it's out in January.
That's right, yeah. They're really kind of pushing
that. But to be fair, the original one wasn't very good.
Yeah, Sean Cunningham was the director and producer behind it because he wanted to make a film off the back of the success of Halloween. He thought, look, this whole slasher genre seems to be taking off. I want a piece of that pie.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. The original one, I remember as a kid getting my hands on it and watching it because there was so much hype around it.
Yeah.
And then I saw it and was like, that's it. That is it. And then you find out who the killer is because you're led to believe it's one killer and then it's a different one and you're like...
Yeah, even if you haven't seen it, if you have seen Scream, you already know who the killer is.
The Scream, you can definitely also borrow a little bit from it too. But anyway, the original one, if you've seen it, do you think it's worth putting down as your favourite scary movie on our list? The Exorcist, Rory, which is one of the all-time greats.
Yeah. Yeah,
you say that as a bit. Why?
It's very well made. It's it's what I call a very handsome movie.
Mm-hmm.
But again, not that scary.
No,
not by.
It's not going to stay with you, linger with you.
Didn't with me at all. No, I think the scariest part in it was when she was getting her spinal tap done.
Oh God, I thought you were going to talk about the way you were making that movement there with your hand.
No,
I thought you were talking about
the scene.
Now, Carrie is next on the list, and I'm not talking about the Chloe Grace Moretz remake of late.
No.
I'm talking about the original De Palma adaptation.
Yeah. Which I only went back and rewatched recently off the back of the De Palma documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Again, solid. Classic of the genre. By today's standards, not that scary.
That's okay. Now, I have a soft spot for the next film on the list, The Omen. The Richard Donner movie.
Yeah.
You have a poker face on you there. I don't know whether you like it or not. I'm going to go with the former.
I do like it.
Oh, you do?
I do.
What a poker face you have. I really have a soft spot for this. I think the music is great. The casting is great.
Yeah.
It came out not in and around the same time as The Exorcist, but The Exorcist was, I think, the more of the chin strokers preferred The Exorcist. But I have a real soft spot for The Omen. I just think it's such a great movie.
And
there's a great decapitation scene in that.
There is. There is, really. And, you know, it's almost like a foreshadowing to the Final Destination series.
Yes,
you know, where people are like, look how you'll die. And then later on.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens.
And unfortunately with The Omen, like an awful lot of great horror franchise, not great horror, but just horror movies, they spawn terrible sequels.
And a really bad remake.
Oh, good. And
that seemed to be released solely to be out on that 666 date. So it came out on like the 6th of June 2006. It was like, you can see someone in Hollywood going, do you know what'd be great? If we could just make it and it'd be out on that day and then everyone would go see it, like, oh, and it'd look great in a poster.
I remember
that seems to be why that remake happened.
I remember a press release came in for the release of that film. It had the biggest opening ever on a Tuesday. And it was like, no wonder the Tuesday. You're trying to tie in with the release date. And it was like going, for God's sake. So you know what we're going to do, Roy? We're going to play a little bit from the trailer to the original film, not that muck of a remake.
Muck.
Here
an Irish director is a bad name.
Oh, the less said about it, the better. Anyway, here's that little bit from the original trailer.
This is not a human child. Make no mistake.
There are those who will die for him. There are those who will kill for him. Who is he? What does he want? Where did he come from? And can he be stopped? The Omen.
Now, Rory, to move on to some other films which are in our scary movie list on spin103.com/scary. The Babadook.
Yeah, that must be the most recent one, is it? I think that's, it was only 2 years ago.
I think that's a great film.
Fantastic Australian horror film. Absolutely fantastic. And probably one of the least seen on the list as well.
It's on Netflix at the moment for anyone who has it. Do check it out. The Blair Witch Project.
I assume, again, is the 1999 original and not the halfway decent film from earlier this year.
It's amazing, actually, when the new one came out. Because the reviews were so mixed, a lot of people sided on the, oh God, doesn't sound like it's great, and just haven't really gone to it.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the potentially box office like behemothy thing that it could have been, but you know, when you're comparing to what is still considered one of the best horror movies ever made, and in my opinion, the scariest movie on the list, then yeah, anything that doesn't stand up is not going to do as well.
Do you know what I think didn't really help the new one, The Blair Witch, is that it wasn't really marketed. When you think the first film, it was all about the marketing, which lured people into the cinemas. Like, really, apart from shows like ourselves just reviewing it, there wasn't very much publicity surrounding the new movie.
No, they did like, they almost did like a Beyonce album on it. It was like, it's out. And you're like, oh, I didn't know that was coming.
So true.
Yeah, I suppose like they tried something new with the promotional stuff, because for ages we thought it was a different film called The Woods. And then when it did finally come out, you're like, oh, it's actually the Blair Witch sequel that nobody was asking for. And so I think that's kind of it just felt weird. It was kind of like earlier this year when 10 Cloverfield Lane came out, and you're like, what?
Is it a sequel? What is this? A B-side? What the hell's going
exactly,
on here?
Yeah.
So just to keep things a bit more up to date, The Conjuring is in the list too. Paranormal Activity. This is the original film as opposed to one of the sequels. That series just kept getting diluted with each film to some degree.
Yeah.
And then it just really petered out with the last one, The Ghost Dimension or something like that. Did anyone even see that one? I did, so other people didn't have to. Now, next on the list is The Ring. Now, I'm not sure if this is the original one.
The Japanese one.
Yeah, or
the one called Ringu.
So I'm gonna say that this is probably the remake that's on the list here. Yeah, and then we had The Ring 2, and we've got The Rings or Rings.
Was due out, I think, in November this year, and now has been pushed back to TBD, which is not a good sign.
Yeah, no. And Naomi Watts is not featuring in the new movie either.
No, it's all teenagers.
Yeah. Okay. So at that, you can vote on that movie in our list if you wish. Now, as I mentioned, Scream topped our scary movie poll last year. Will it do it the same again? I love the original Scream movie. Yep. I just thought it was so clever, so witty, scary at times. And what I loved about it was it had a great bunch of characters, characters that you really warmed to. So when they started getting sliced and diced, you just like, oh, I've invested in them. I just really hope certain characters won't get killed off. And I just thought it was superb work by Wes Craven and the writer Kevin Williamson. Next up, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The original film came out in 73.
Yep.
And it was just one of those really unnerving movies.
It's my sister's favorite horror film. She loves that film. And again, not the remake with, was it Jessica Biel?
Yeah. I think that's when she tried to move into movies after she was in that, what was the TV show? Was it Party of Five or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. It was. I was not the demographic, I feel, anyway. But yeah, no, it was, the original was, it was just, it was absolutely terrifying. And it was so visceral. And it's still to this day so unlike any horror film, even on that list, because it's so raw. It almost feels like you're watching a snuff film that someone has filmed and like put up on the cinema. You're like, I actually feel very uncomfortable watching this.
So true.
And even with a title like that, it's not even all that gory. Not really.
No, not at all.
A lot of the stuff is kind of off screen, or like it's left for your mind to fill in the blanks. But yeah, like it is properly terrifying.
Like it's a horror movie version of Scooby-Doo to a degree. Like they're in their van, they turn up at the old house, and by God, when they come face to face with Leatherface.
I would have got away with it too if it wasn't for that damn Leatherface.
Actually, let's just take a little bit from the trailer to The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
This is the movie that Rex Reed called the most horrifying motion picture I have ever seen. This film is positively ruthless in its attempt to drive you right out of your mind. This is the horror movie to end them all.
And finally, Rory, the film on our list is Saw, which they've made 7 films so far. By all accounts, an 8th movie is currently being filmed.
I think it was 7 or 8.
No,
it was 7.
7 films, yeah.
Because then I thought it was like Saw 3D. Was that the
8th? Was the 7th one.
That was the 7th one. See?
The new one is called Saw Legacy.
See, the thing about the Saw movies was, it wasn't just like the other horror films where you could kind of wander in at part six and go, right, so this is what's happening. The plots to the Saw films were like so convolutedly like confusing that like you had to watch them in numeric order. And even if you did, there's still a good chance by the end of it, you're like, I don't know what's going on. They were so, especially like around four or five, that it got so complicated. But the first one was simplicity itself. Two men in a room, both chained up. What you gonna do?
Yeah, it's the first film still is a cracking little movie. Yep. It really is. So there is our list. We want to get you voting to find out what is the scariest horror movie in 2016. Log on to spin1038.com/scary.
We love movies with Gordon Hayden.
Spin 1038.